Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times bestselling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio on Radio MD.
Hey, I'm Dr. Pam Peek. So how many of you out there in Her Radio Land know exactly what a nurse practitioner is and what this lovely individual is capable of doing? Well, guess what? We have a nurse practitioner par excellence, I might add, and my dear friend, Susan Wysocki, on to tell us what this is all about. Why? Because she's a nurse practitioner, for crying out loud, and was the president and CEO and founding staff person of the National Association of Nurse Practitioners in Women's Health. She did this for 25 years. So, Susan, welcome to Her Radio.
Thanks, Pam.
All right. So, now, Susan, just exactly what is a nurse practitioner? Why didn't you stop at nurse? Why did you go on to become a nurse practitioner? What's that about?
Well, nurse practitioner, first of all, is a nurse. So you would expect them to be able to do everything that you would see a nurse doing. The practitioner part, it's actually interesting. It started back in 1965 when it was seen that there needed to be more primary care providers for kids. So they essentially trained nurses to do well baby visits and a number of other things. So it extended the nurses' knowledge and clinical skills. Other specialties came along in due time. And now we've got, when I became a nurse practitioner in 1975, there were 5,000 of us in the country. Now there are over 200,000. So it's really
grown. Oh, my
grown.
God, 200, almost a quarter of a million.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, yeah. I got a quick one for you politically. Do the nurses and nurse practitioners get along?
Yes. For the most part, yes. There are, you know, in any kind of profession, there are, you know, sometimes jealousies, sometimes, you know, issues that come up, but really not any more so than you would find anywhere else.
Hmm. Interesting. You know, I've always been fascinated with that. Are nurse practitioners primarily women?
There are primarily women, but there are more and more men getting into the profession. It's really one of the hottest professions out there. If you see, I don't know where I saw this last, but U.S. News and World Report named it in the top 10 professions. Somewhere else I was looking recently, it was in the top 5. And it just is something that people are attracted to and needed more and more and more, because as more people get health insurance, there need to be providers out there that can see them for all kinds of things. And NPs, nurse practitioners, are in all kinds of specialties. So you might see one for primary care, or you might see one who's in working in a cardiac unit at Mass General, for example, that is doing the everyday kind of care. So that all over.
Well, you know, I'm realizing, too, that nurse practitioners fill a huge void. Physicians can't be everywhere. Right?
That's correct. Nurse practitioners
have a really, really deep breadth of knowledge, you know, whether it's a subspecialty or it's primary care. And, you know, I was reminded by several of my patients recently that some of their first real interactions with a nurse practitioner are in the urgent care centers.
There are a lot of nurse practitioners in urgent care, but also in college health clinics. A lot of people have their first experience with that, or in a Planned Parenthood or a family planning clinic, where young women tend to go as their first care provider independently. So there are, and it makes sense that there should be somebody there at the front line who can triage, if you will, people who need to see a specialist, maybe need to see somebody with surgical skills or whatever. I always say, if you don't want to have surgery, don't go to a surgeon.
Well, you know, definitely. I mean, and you know what I also thought, you know, I've been watching the emergence of nurse practitioners over the years. And one of the things that I love about this whole movement, kind of a revolution, as it were, is the fact that, you know, we're really spreading the wealth now in terms of who can really help people out there. It was always about the physician. I am a physician. Heck, I know that, right? But, you know, for crying out loud, there's such huge need in specialties across the board, especially in primary care across the board. And it doesn't always have to be a physician. It's sort of silly, you know, right, to assume that, you know, that frontline triage and the rest of it. It's interesting. I'm thinking about this. My sister is a nurse practitioner also, and she's in the military. And what's interesting is she was always placed, you know, in a role where she took care of lots and lots of people on a primary care basis, whether it was military families, vets, you know, it goes on and on. And I was just amazed at the breadth of knowledge and all of the skills she was able to use to be able to help them, because honestly, there just aren't that many physicians either at the VA or in the military. I was kind of amazed. It was an eye-opening thing.
Yeah.
Now,
well,
you're telling me that there's 250,000 out there.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, you know, and that need for primary care providers is all over. It's not just in the military and the VA. It's everywhere. That, you know, the more and more people are insured and they can have access, they've got to find somebody to use that insurance to see, to get that, you know, to maintain their health. One of the things that nurse practitioners have, and it's been consistently shown from early studies, is when it comes to issues that need counseling and teaching, that NPs tend to do even better than physicians. And otherwise, you know, the tasks are, you know, about equal. But if it takes time and some teaching and some counseling, that's, you know, one of the things that we've always prided ourselves on.
Well, there's no question about that. I mean, hands down. Plus, physicians simply don't have the time. You know, they're rocking from one place to another.
Oh, yeah.
They're all over the place.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I really think a lot more time was spent with in the nursing education to be able to help them learn how to become great teachers and educators and to move on and do that. You mentioned something about insurance. So I know a lot of our HER radio listeners are wondering, well, you sound so great, but will my insurance pay for it?
The answer to that is yes. Insurance does pay for nurse practitioners and, you know, a wide variety of insurances, public and private.
Really? And
yeah.
So, you know, right now, no matter what kind of insurance program you've got, you can pretty much say to yourself, if I go into that urgent care or if I'm seeking primary care, I can, you know, rock and roll and get it reimbursed by insurance. That is wonderful.
Yeah.
I want to make sure everyone out there knows that we're talking about what is a nurse practitioner and when to use these lovely individuals. And we are talking to Susan Wysocki, and she was the president and CEO of the National Association of Nurse Practitioners in Women's Health for over 25 years. Susan, I can't thank you enough on behalf of all of our HER radio listeners for your words of wisdom and education about this. Learn more about her work by going to the website Our Bodies, Ourselves, where she is a contributor to that fantastic work they do. Susan, thanks so much. I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Listen, you've got to like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. If you've got questions for us, please email us at askher@radiomd.com. We want to hear from you. Stay well.